Hello friends, welcome to Unleash Your Leadership. My name is Priyanka Shinde and I am a leadership coach with 20 years of experience in engineering, product and program management within the tech industry. My passion lies in understanding people and how they intersect with technology. I believe every individual has a leader in the making. Often this leader is buried under the weight of expectations, fears and self-doubt. As a coach, I help you break free from these limitations and unleash your true leadership potential. I guide you in discovering your strengths, amplifying your voice, and achieving breakthroughs to bring forth your leadership for the world to experience. I love to see emerging and driven leaders create a fulfilling work life that is in harmony with their values. Whether you're an ambitious leader or someone who aspires to become one, this podcast is for you. Remember, leadership is not a position, it is a state of mind. Join me as we explore the nuances of leadership and unleash the leader within you. Hi everyone, I hope you are doing well. I want to talk today about a difficult subject, failure. I know that today's economy feels very much it's all downhill and there is no light at the end of the tunnel. We are seeing more layoffs coming as well. And I know it's hard for many of you who are either directly impacted by the layoffs or by this economic conditions or are secondarily impacted. Maybe a loved one, maybe a friend is going through, or even if you're not going through it directly, you are still attached to it somehow, especially if you're working in tech. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can turn around this difficult situation. Because there's one thing you can do, one thing, and that's all. It's just one thing that will help you not only see the light at the end of the tunnel, but also get to it. There's a favorite quote of mine from Condoleezza Rice, and it says this, quote, "If you have ever been stopped cold in your tracks by one career hurdle or another, you know how much it feels like failure." The truth is, sometimes hurdles are our best friends because they force us to stop and face the fact that it's time to change something. And changing something is how we find what's next. This is a really powerful quote and something that has really inspired me as well. Because there have been multiple times that even I have been stopped cold in my tracks. And it doesn't always necessarily have to be as drastic as a layoff. There are many things that just make you go and stop. Something unexpected happened. And it's easy to beat ourselves up on it. It's easy to continue to get into this downward spiral of, I don't know why this is happening to me. Why am I the one who's at the end of this? Life is unfair, and so on. At some point, you go through those five stages of grief and you're denying this and then you end up blaming somebody else. Yes, we all do that. And it sometimes is a natural process of dealing with something that seems like a failure. And the keyword being seems, because it is important for you to understand that what may seem like a failure in the moment can be so incredibly powerful in the future. You might have heard that a lot of big companies or successful startups actually started during the time of the last recession. And we are going to see the same story from this recession into the next 3, 4, 5 years. I'm actually looking forward to 3 years from today when a bunch of companies that started in the recession of 2022, 2023, I'm calling it a recession. I know not everybody's calling it that yet. I'm sure it feels a little bit like that with the inflation being high and then the jobs getting cut and all of that. Let's just say this is the downturn and we're going to see a lot of companies, successful ones, come out of it. This is about you. How can you turn your difficult situation into success? How can you make it so that this situation serves you and it heeds your commands? As opposed to you being dictated by what this situation is. So the one thing I want you to do, and I call it the 10-5-2 formula. Simple, you can remember it, 10-5-2. I want you to take a piece of paper if you want to do this right now with me. Or I will have a template up on my website. Or you can always email me to get this template. I'll share this template with you as well, and you can use it. I want you to first start. You can list it down. What is the challenge you're currently working with? What is my failure situation? Everybody has a different terminology for failure, difficult situation you're working with that you feel is really hard for you. I want you to note that down, 2-3 lines, not a whole lot. We are not writing a story or an episode here. Then I want you to ask yourself this question. How will this situation, this failure, this layoff, this job cut, my stocks sinking, whatever it is, how can this situation serve me? And essentially, I want you to write down 10 things, 10 positive things that will happen because of this difficult situation. I want you to be really, really truthful to yourself. I want you to put 10 things, no less, because I know it is hard. If I were to ask you to write down 10 bad things, you would probably be able to list it down in under a minute. I want you to think about the 10 good things that will come out of this bad situation. And we're calling it bad situation for what it is right now. Maybe 5 years from now, you're not going to look at it as one. So 10 things. Make an effort. You might get stuck. Persevere through this. I want you to have the full list of 10 things. Once you have that list, look at it. If you have more, hey, that's awesome. I do not want you to stop if you are at 8 or 7. Once you have the list of 10 positive things, read them out aloud. Read them to yourself. What are the 10 good things that are going to come out of this situation? And again, don't try to limit yourself by the facts around you. Don't try to limit yourself from this inner voice that says, oh, but I don't know how to do this. How can this good thing happen? Because I need prerequisites. Don't worry about it. If you're not qualified to do something, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. As long as you can think of it as a good thing that can happen to you. It doesn't matter if you're qualified to do it or not. It doesn't matter if you have all the skill sets or not. It doesn't matter what people around you say. It doesn't matter what the circumstances around you are. You can dream. That's fine. Think big. Take the moonshots. Put those 10 things down. Then once you have those 10 things, I want you to identify 5 things or 5 actions that you can take in the next 3 to 6 months. You can define your timeline. Maybe it's 3 to 6 months, whatever works for you. I want you to note down 5 actions, 5 things now that you can do to make those 10 things come alive. Because those are now 10 things on paper and we want to make it real. So what are the 5 things you can do? You may not address all 10 things. Maybe you list them out by priority. That's okay. Again, we're not getting into too much semantics about priorities and technical program management here. Just focus on 5 things you can do in the next 3 to 6 months. Concrete actions you can take to make those 10 things a reality. You can pick 5 of those things. You can pick 3 of those things and have multiple action items for each. That's okay. 5 very specific things you can do. You with me so far? Once you have noted those down, again, I encourage you not to get stuck at 3 or 4. Get to 5. If you have more, that's great. You can make them tactical. You can make them a little more strategic. Keep in mind your timeline is 3 to 6 months. So there got to be some things you can achieve in that time period or get started and well be on the way. If they feel a bit far off, then break them down. Break them down into 2 action items. Yeah. And if one is a year out, then don't list that. I want you to focus on the next 3 to 6 months. Because while the 10 things were big things, these 5 things are things that are going to act as your stepping stones, as your markers, your guides to get to those big things. Once you note down these five things, now we get to two. What's two? I want you to now take on two of those five actions. You can break them down further if you want. Two of those things that now you're going to focus on in the next 1 month. Maybe two. Two images. So essentially now I'm getting you to prioritize two things. But here's the thing. I don't want you to just pick two priorities of those, any random ones. I want you to pick two things that you will then tell your accountability partner. Here's the condition. I want you to have an accountability partner. It can be a friend, a family member, a colleague, somebody who will hold you accountable, somebody who has your best interest and who's willing to challenge you, but at the same time encourage you. And I want you to tell them, here are the two things I have decided that I want to achieve in the next 1 to 2 months, given everything that's happening to me right now. And I want you to share that. Share the whole document with them. I think that's fine too. I want you to at least tell them, here are my two goals. Two goals of these five actions that I want you to know and that I want you to hold me accountable. This is really important because when you tell other people of your intent, of your goals, you are more likely to follow through. I don't want you to just fill this document out and then keep it somewhere on your desktop or laptop and forget about it. No, I want you to put it out in the world. If you want more than one accountability partner, that's fine too. If those two actions actually are slightly different and there are two different people better suited for it, that's fine. I want you to go pick at least one person to tell it to. That's your 10-5-2. Simple in terms of how to remember it, not necessarily in terms of how you might do it. Basically, what I'm asking you to do is focus on the positives, because it is really, really important that in challenging times, in difficult times, in these times that feel like failures, that you get out of this tendency of getting into a spiral. Either it can be turned into a lot of different ways. I don't want to go into all of that. Everybody has different ways of coping with disappointment, with failure. I want you to move on to positive things. I want you to give rise to this inner champion of yours that tells you, hey, you got this and you can do this. This is just one blip in the moment. There's a full lifetime ahead. And when you follow this 10-5-2, understand the determination that's coming out of you. At any time you feel like you're falling back into this thinking of doubt, of self-doubt, or hurdles, obstacles, or if you're just feeling like, I cannot do this, go read that list of 10. Then go read the list of 5 below it, and then the 2. Go talk to your accountability partner. This will help you continue to bring you back to those positive things. Trigger your mind to think positively. And if you really action upon it with sincerity, I guarantee you that this situation will turn around. Failures or whatever this difficult, challenging time is, will lead to success, whatever you define that to be. It would also, in some ways, lead to more happiness, because of course, when we are down, when we are out, we don't feel great. When we are thinking positively, we feel great. Almost like giving yourself a dopamine hit. So please do this. If you're dealing with challenges, I encourage you to seek out the light at the end of the tunnel. And this is my small way of helping you get there a little bit faster. And if you feel like you don't have a great accountability partner in a family member or colleague, future, past, present, or someone that, you know, or a friend, then seek out somebody professional. You can always look for mentors, or you can hire a coach. There are many ways to find good accountability partners. Most of them come from people you know. You can always go out and reach out to professionals. So I wish you all the very best in whatever circumstances you're in and whatever you're dreaming of. And I'm sending you lots of positive energy, lots of positive vibes. I hope that this is just a few more weeks or days of these things happening, but whatever will come out of it will make you stronger. You know, you have heard this saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I totally believe in it. And you are going to come out stronger and more successful at the end of this. Thank you and take care. Thank you for tuning in. I can't wait to reconnect with you next week on another episode of Unleash Your Leadership. My name is Priyanka Shinde, and I encourage you to tap into your full self to create a fulfilling work life. And if you know someone who has a leader in the waiting, share this podcast with them. Be sure to visit my website, thepriyankashinde.com, for more information and tips on leadership, tech, and more. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe, share, and comment. I would love to hear from you.